Hello, my fellow squirrel chasers. I'm Stacy Bryuka, also known as the Squirrel Wrangler. Today, we're not talking about the elephant in the room. Instead, we're diving into a topic that might just change the way you look at distractions, or as they call them, squirrels, for good. Have you ever been in the middle of a project, laser-focused, only to find yourself suddenly sidetracked by a shiny new idea? Maybe you're scrolling through your inbox, and bam! A new webinar, tool, or task grabs your attention. That, my friend, is a squirrel. Those pesky, playful, oh-so-intriguing little distractions that tend to pull us off course. Squirrels are a cultural metaphor for distractions, but they're not inherently bad. In fact, they're often ideas or impulses that light up our creativity. However, if we don't learn how to wrangle them, they can take us on endless detours, leaving us scattered and overwhelmed. But here's the thing. Eliminating the squirrels isn't the answer. Instead, it's imperative to cage them. You heard me right. Cage them. Not to keep them locked away forever, but to save them for later, when you can actually use their playful, creative energy to your advantage. See this? This is my squirrel cage. It's symbolic of the way I handle my own distractions. Squirrels don't need to be eradicated. They need to be managed. More importantly, they can teach us some valuable lessons. Squirrels remind us to be playful and creative. They show us how to store resources for lean times, like their acorns for winter. And let's not forget, they're absolutely magnetic. Have you ever watched a squirrel gather a crowd just by being its quirky little self? Why does this matter? Well, because when we learn how to wrangle our squirrels, those shiny objects, we take control of our focus and free up space for what truly matters. Let me walk you through some simple, practical techniques to store your ideas and impulses for when you actually have the time and energy to embrace them. First up, the acorn list. Think of this as your squirrel storage system. Whenever a shiny idea pops up, whether it's a new project, an impulse to research something, or just a random thought, write it down. Say it out loud into an audio system. I use a simple notebook or a digital note app to capture these ideas. I even have categories like urgent, interesting, and just plain silly. The goal here isn't to act on them immediately, but to give them a safe space to rest until you are ready for them. Next, schedule what I call a squirrel hour. This is a dedicated time to revisit those ideas. Maybe once a week or every other day, I'll open up my acorn list, which is similar to brain dumping, and explore one or two of the squirrels that still feel exciting or useful. This helps me turn those distractions into productive, joyful experiences, except it's on my terms. Finally, there's the CAGE method, which stands for capture, writing it down your squirrel ideas, assess, asking yourself, is this something I need to act on now, later, or never? Group, categorize it with similar ideas for easier review, and then explore. When the time is right, dive into it and make it fun. Here's the magic. By wrangling your squirrels, you're not just taming distractions. You're creating opportunities to be creative, resourceful, and dare I say it, magnetic. Just like those real-life squirrels we love. So, next time you find yourself chasing a shiny object, remember, you don't have to let it derail you. Cage that squirrel, store it for later, and let it bring you joy and magic when the time is right. Thank you for spending time with me today. I hope you're inspired to wrangle your squirrels instead of letting them run wild. If you're ready to take your focus and creativity to the next level, I'd love to help you. Drop by stacybryuka.com for more tips, tools, and to book a session. Until next time, my name is Stacy Bryuka, the Squirrel Wrangler, and I guide humans to wrangle their inner squirrels so they can live in peace and joy. See you soon.